Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord, for your heart's desire. Oh, so that we can experience more of you and enjoy more of you, that you can, saturate us to express you. Lord, may our living, our action, Lord, is for the expression of you, so that on earth, Lord, you can have a testimony, so that you can gain more people, for the building up of your church. Lord, we give ourselves into your hands. Lord, give you this first meeting of the conference. We give, this to you. Lord, open our entire being. Lord, that we can be poor in spirit, that we can be completely open to you. Lord, that you can speak more of you into us. Lord, that our experience of you, our enjoyment of you, Lord, can be, enriched. Lord, we give ourselves to you. Thank you and praise you. This conference, we are using the summer semi-annual training in Anaheim. Because we don't have that many sessions. We have 5 messages. Tonight we will cover message 1 from the training. We thank the Lord. This summer training is the 3rd time talking about experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. If we pray over the title, the subject of the conference, may the Lord have mercy on us that we can experience him. Our experience of him needs to go forward. We need to have more enjoyment. When we enjoy him, we will be willing to express him to others. We will be willing to speak forth of him so that others can experience him with us. So that they can also enjoy this Christ with us. May the Lord have mercy on us. Let's come to the message. We need to first see. If we want to enter into the message, we need to be those who are able to convert. We need to be able to turn everything, convert everything to Christ. When we see all the detailed points, we need to ask the Lord, that we can digest, that we can understand, that we can absorb these words into us so that our church life, even our daily life, our marital life, our work life, it will be full of enjoyment of this Christ. If not so, then our entire life will be difficult. So when we come to see experiencing him, we need to live him out in our living. Living out this Christ. This is not easy. This is not simple. Almost impossible. This is impossible. However, when we see this, we also need to know that there's another aspect. To live out Christ. If we can find the secret, then this kind of life, the Christian life, it's not impossible. Rather, it is effortless. We don't need to exert so much energy because our Lord is in us. He is living out this Christ from within. He is expressing himself from us. So we need to come before him, be open to him, allowing him, then he is able to work himself into us. So that this living out the Christian life is full of joy. Oh, we don't want to be a Christian who is, oh, sad. Oh, this loses his heart's desire. We need to allow him to be lived out through us so that our life is full of joy and glory. So we need to ask for the Lord's covering. When we live out the Christian life, we need his mercy. Oh, in our prayer, we need the Lord's covering. We need to be those who would be empty and open. We are a vessel. This vessel needs to be emptied and open so that he can, fill us with himself. We need to, be fresh. Oh, fresh and living. And at the same time, young. Oh, we're not old. We're not stale. So that he can speak himself into us. So those of us who who are older, who are more senior, we need to ask him that we would be open. He is the evergreen. Oh, he is able to cause us, to be refreshed, to express God. Let's come to message one. Christ as our virtues, the peace of God, our secret, and the one who empowers us. Christ as our virtue, the peace of God, our secret, and the one who empowers us. So Christ is our virtue. He is to become our virtue. He is our peace. When we have our God, we have peace. This God is our secret for us to know how to live and live him out, express him. We also need to see that we cannot do this, but there's one who wants to come into us to empower us. When Brother Ed Marks spoke on this message, I was really touched with his opening word. He spoke from the book, A Young Man in God's Plan. He spoke from this book. Brother Lee spoke this message in 1964. If we come to chapter 3, he spoke a lot in chapter 3. These words helped me tremendously. It tells us if we want to gain him, we need to continually turn to him away from many other matters, especially from those that are positive, from our work. Not even our professional work, but our work for the Lord, from the Bible to the Lord. Whatever we do, we need to turn to the Lord. I want to read these words from Brother Lee to you because I was helped tremendously. The more I read it, the more I am thankful to the Lord. So before we get into this message, I want to read a few excerpts to you. In chapter 3 of this book, in the beginning, Brother Lee spoke a little bit about his own testimony. This book, A Young Man in God's Plan, is regarding Paul. But we see a person who, and before the Lord, had many turns, many repentance, so that before God, he is a vessel useful to the Lord. So here's Brother Lee's personal testimony. Not long after I had been regenerated, I began to meet with a group of Christians who paid much attention to the teachings, to the knowledge of the Bible. I stayed with them for 7.5 years. After those 7.5 years, one day, the Lord gave me another conversion, another change. He opened my eyes to see that the Christian life is not a matter of merely dealing with the knowledge of the Bible or with doctrine. It's not that this is wrong, but it's good that we read the Bible, but we should not stop there. We cannot stop there. It's not a matter of merely, but a matter of dealing with Christ as the living one. When we come to the Bible, we need to touch the living Christ. When we read the Bible, otherwise the Bible is not effective. That brought about a great change in my life. I was so clear that to be a Christian is not a matter of knowledge, not a matter of just studying the Bible in letters, in black and white, but a matter of dealing with the living Christ as your life. This is wonderful. We thank the Lord, that we can have a heart to read the Bible, to pray, but do not forget, we need to turn to our God. This time I met a lot of people. They've been to Taiwan. They recently took a trip to Taiwan. They brought back PSRP, reading the life study. This is all wonderful. But when we are doing these things, do not forget, this is so that we can turn to the living Christ, the living person himself. With this realization, I then began to serve the Lord. In our experience, many times we get the grace and the deliverance, but after a while we drift away. When we are serving the Lord, it is easy to be tempted to pay attention to the work, not to pay attention to the flow of life and to the work. We need to turn. We need to pay attention to the flow of life and the work that proceeds out of this flow. After I learned how to experience Christ as life and how to deal with this living Christ, the Lord really gave me the burden for the work. I worked diligently, hardly, and even fruitfully. I worked and worked day and night, day after day. But one day, the Lord intervened. It's good that the Lord intervened. Without the Lord's intervening, He is taking us step by step to know Him. One day, the Lord intervened and stopped me from the work. It would have been rather hard for anyone to keep me away from the work, but the Lord intervened and put me into a position where it was absolutely impossible for me to work. This was another conversion experience for me. Another experience. I absolutely had no ability to work due to a serious illness I contracted. I was kept absolutely away from the work by the Lord for nearly 2.5 years. In that time, I was converted from the work to the Lord Himself. So this may not be a bad thing, because the Lord wants us to know Him more. So He comes in to intervene our situation. When He intervenes, we should not think this is a bad thing. if he does not care, then he would not intervene. But today, because he wants to care for us, so he comes in to intervene, to cause us to turn to him, to cause us to turn to this living person. Oh, I will go on. Now I still work for the Lord, but the work by itself is not preeminent to me. The most important thing is the living Lord himself. We should labor in the Lord, but our labor should not be something between us and the living Lord. We should not have our work, between us and the Lord. We need a conversion, not necessarily from anything sinful or evil, but from good things, from religious things, from substitutes for Christ himself, which prevent him from occupying, filling, saturating, permeating, and possessing our entire inward being. I felt these points were very good, but because of time, I have to stop here. If you have an opportunity to come to this book, chapter 3, I read the chapter many times. If we want to go forward, to experience and enjoy and express him, we need to be those who would turn absolutely to him, to this living person. As we come to the outline, Roman numeral 1. The virtues of Christ for our experience in Philippians 4, 5 to 9 are the expression of a life that lives Christ. If we want to understand this message, we need to come and read these verses. So let's read, let's open the Bible to Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 to 9. Let's read them together.
Brothers, verse 5, 6 to 6, and 2, verse 9. Let's read it together. Let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Brothers, and the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, what things are true, what things are dignified, what things are righteous, what things are pure, what things are lovely, what things are well spoken of, if there is any virtue, and if any praise, take account of these things. Brothers, the things which you have also learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you.
Amen. Sisters.
4:11.
Chapter 4:11. Let's read chapter 4, 13 together. As we experience, enjoy, and express Christ, the Lord wants to speak from Philippians to Matthew, Oh, the last message will be regarding the book of John. There will be, he will speak on Revelation. Roman numeral one. How do we live Christ in order to express Christ? How do we enter into Philippians chapter 4, 5 to 9? In these verses, it talks about God, Christ, as our virtue. When we experience him, we can express him. We can express him in our daily living. Not only our spoken words, but our living to express him. So those verses are very good. Now when we come to the verses in Philippians, it tells us that if we want to express him, Christ, we need these virtues. Philippians 1:21, because for me to live is Christ. For to me to live is Christ. How do we see that to Paul to live is Christ? Because he has the virtues. Oh, if we go to chapter 3 and verse 8, but moreover, I also count things to be lost on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse that I may gain Christ. Because he has these virtues, Paul, he's able to tell forth these virtues to others. Amen. When we come to point one, or rather point A, the first two, we talked about forbearance and the lack of anxiety. Forbearance is verse 5, and the lack of anxiety is verse 6. Oh, these two verses are important. Oh, if we read the life study of Philippians, in the last 7 chapters, there's a lot that Brother Lee spoke regarding forbearance. Oh, it's important. This is an important matter. He used 7 chapters to speak on forbearance. We need to know. Oh, this virtue of forbearance is important. If we can forbear, we can express Christ. So point A says, Paul considers forbearance and the lack of anxiety as the first two aspects of the expression of a life that lives Christ. What kind of life is a human life? If you consider it, what is a human life? We often hear, anxiety. We hear the word anxiety. Some people say that the anxiety makes the world go around. Have you ever heard of this? So this means that for the world, for the earth to turn, it needs anxiety. Oh, human life is full of anxiety. Oh, if you have children, you have children. Anxiety of children. Anxiety regarding your work. If you are studying in school, you have anxiety over schoolwork. So the totality of human living is anxiety. Then what should we do? Point B, anxiety coming from Satan. Oh, it is from Satan. We need to be very clear. Sometimes we cannot understand, or rather we think that if we don't have anxiety, we are not being responsible. We need to have more anxiety so that we are responsible. If I don't have anxiety over my family or work, then I will not be going to work. When I was working, this person tells me that I need to have more anxiety. He told me that I need to go play golf. I need to join a country club. When he saw my car, that was in the 70s. Oh, he told me I should get a Cadillac. And not the lowest kind of Cadillac, but the higher kind. I realized that in order to spend all this money, I need to work. So it's good for him, the boss, not good for me. We need to see.
Yeah.
I want you to believe this point. Anxiety comes from Satan. Anxiety comes from Satan. So if you are anxious over a matter, it doesn't do anything. It's best if you give this matter to the Lord. Oh, anxiety comes from Satan is the sum total of human life. And disturbs the believer's life. The believer's life of living Christ. This is the negative side. Now, forbearance coming from God. Forbearance comes from God is the sum total of a life that lives Christ. Oh, I hope we can remember this. So when we have anxiety, we need to give it to the Lord, but we need to know when we don't have anxiety, we can then be forbear. We can't be forbear if we have anxiety. If there's a matter that's
bothering us,
then we need to know that this kind of life, oh, one that's being bothered, we're living out Satan. We need to pray before God. If we consider this, oh, Satan using these matters, these words to bother us so that we cannot love and pursue Christ. So this is coming from Satan. Roman numeral 2, let your forbearance be known to all men. The Lord is near.
Amen.
The Lord is near. Oh, the Lord is near. This is a great, wonderful secret. We need to know that the Lord is near. Sometimes we feel the Lord is far. Oh, when we pray, we wonder if he listened, but this is our own feelings. But this is not what the word is telling us. The hymn we just sung, we need to know the word. The word tells us, oh, the Lord is near. Oh, in time and in space, he is near. If we truly enjoy this Lord being near to us, then can let our forbearance be known to all men. Oh, Philippians 1:19. I really like these verses. Oh, for I know that for me, this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Oh, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now, Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. These verses tell us that when we have this, we have the Lord, we can enjoy him being near. We can have forbearance. Oh, Philippians 1:21, for to me, to live is Christ. The following points tell us what forbearance is. Oh, it's a footnote on forbearance. Let's read it all together.
When will the brothers read together, forbearance is reasonableness, considerateness, and consideration in dealing with others without being strict in claiming others, in claiming one's legal rights. Forbearance means that we are easily satisfied even with less than our due. Sisters A, forbearance includes love, patience, kindness, humility, compassion, considerateness, and submissiveness, a willingness to yield. If we have such an all-inclusive virtue, we will also have righteousness and holiness. Mm-hmm. Brothers, forbearance also includes self-control, moderation, gentleness, understanding, sympathy, wisdom, mercy, peacefulness, looking to the Lord, and even the virtue of admitting that the Lord is sovereign in all things. Sisters, too. A forbearing person is one who always fits in, whose behavior is always suitable. Mm. Brother A, if we are forbearing, we will have the wisdom and ability to supply others with what they need. We will also have the full knowledge of what to say to them and when to say it. Sister Small B, to be forbearing is to consider how others will be affected by what we do or say.
So these points tell us what forbearance means. This is wonderful. Oh, a forbearing person is one who always fits in, whose behavior is always suitable. Oh, 2 Corinthians 6:1 says, and working together with him, we also entreat you not to receive the grace of God in vain. We cannot receive the grace in vain. This, what kind of life is this? This is not by any kind of gift. It's not by any kind of gift, but by the life to work with God. Oh, we all hope to co-work with God, but it is by this life. Oh, not by a gift. What kind of life is this? Oh, it is a bountiful This is the footnote of 6:1. So within us, we have this life. Because of this life, in all matters, we can be suitable. All fitting life in English. This life within. Oh, it's all fitting. Oh, it's suitable. So we do not rely on anything else for us to be forbearing. This is a matter of life. Oh, this is not a gift that is given to us. But the life is already in us when we believed. The life came into us. So we have this kind of life. Oh, this forbearing life. When I read the 7 chapters regarding forbearance, I felt, this is difficult. How do I do it? Thank the Lord, I do not need to do it. I just need to let the Lord live from within me. Oh, this is the life that we rely on. Point B, as an all-inclusive virtue, forbearance is Christ himself. Since Christ is forbearance, for Paul to live was forbearance. Forbearance is Christ himself. Do you agree? Forbearance is Christ himself. Since Christ is forbearance, for Paul to live was forbearance. So in verse 21, Paul says, for to me to live is Christ. Oh, for me to live is Christ. Oh, is to be have forbearance. If we have this life, this kind of expression, this kind of living of forbearance, we truly have Christ within. We truly have Christ. The secret is forbearance. Oh, that we have Christ. To let our forbearance be known to all men is to let the Christ whom we live and magnify, whom we take as our pattern and pursue as our goal, be known to all men. Point one. I thank the Lord. If we say we want to express Christ, it is through our forbearance. If we have forbearance, people will know through us who Christ is. We express him. We magnify him. Point two, only the Lord Jesus lived a life full of forbearance, and only Christ can be our perfect forbearance today. Oh, he can be our perfect forbearance. May we see, oh, that this Christ in his living, oh, he was forbearance. Oh, this leads us to a story. Oh, after Christ was resurrected, oh, they were two disciples walking towards Damascus. Christ was walking along with them. They asked him who you are, asked him who he was. Oh, you, and they said to him, you do not understand. In that situation, the Lord took care of them. When we shepherd and feed others, we need to let Christ, oh, let him be the forbearing one in us. Let's read point three. To make known our forbearance is to live a life that expresses Christ as the totality of all human virtues.
But for immediately after speaking about forbearance, Paul says that the Lord is near with respect to space. The Lord is near us, ready to help with regard to time. The Lord is at hand, coming soon. The Lord's being near primarily refers to his presence with us.
Amen. We can think of it this way, because the Lord is near. We have no excuse not to let others know our forbearance, because he is near. He can help us. It is through us to live out this forbearance. Thank the Lord, he is near. I love this verse. I like this verse. He is near. Point C, I will read to you.
We need to learn Christ as the secret of being transformed, that is, of being metabolically changed in our natural life, in any kind of environment, situation, or circumstance. This practical and simple secret is in verse 6 and 7. In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every man's understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.
Amen. This is wonderful. In every situation, in every circumstances, we can learn the secret. What is the secret? We live according to his word. He says to us to not be anxious, so that we can be those who are without anxiety. Oh, in nothing, he said, in nothing be anxious. Oh, when we come to be close to him, oh, we can be those without anxiety. How can we be close to him? Oh, it is through our prayer, petition with thanksgiving. Prayer, petition with thanksgiving. We need to pray with petition with thanksgiving. Oh, this is thanksgiving is with our prayer, with our petition. Oh, we are full of thanksgiving. Oh, to let our requests be made known, so that the peace of God that surpasses every man's understanding, oh, will guard your hearts and your thoughts. As we were going through the pandemic, we heard a lot of things and we were scared. But when we turn to the Lord, truly turn to the Lord, we have this peace. Oh, this peace. I remember there was one time I was traveling, flying from Taipei to Manila. As the plane is landing, it couldn't land all of a sudden. The wheels would not descend. I was nervous. I was nervous, or rather the person next to me was very nervous, but I was at peace. He was very nervous, but I was very much at peace. I trust that the Lord will lead us. Anyways, the peace of God that surpasses every man's understanding. Oh, we can enjoy him daily, this kind of peace. It is wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, we have the peace of Christ, not just any ordinary peace, but the peace of Christ. Well, as we come to Roman numeral three, what does it say here?
When we have problems in our daily life, do you have the problem in your daily life? We all have problem. We have problem in our daily life. We do not have to seek advice from others. Because sometimes when we ask more, there's more mess. So when we ask others, we should rely on God. Because God has the answer. When we ask others, we hope God, they will lead us to God, to listen to God. So when we have problems in our daily life, we do not have to seek advice from others because we have a spirit in us, and the Lord is the spirit dwelling in our spirit is very near to us.
Amen.
We can ask him about everything.
Amen.
How about this? We ask them about everything, about big matter or small matter. We can all ask him. This morning, what shall I wear? Which freeway should I drive? We can all ask him. I exercise this every day. I don't know if he's bothered by me, but I ask him all the time. In California, when we go out, there are a lot of freeways. Which freeway should you choose? It decides where you will arrive. Sometimes GPS was wrong. There's one time, you do know GPS can be wrong. Do you believe in GPS? My wife doesn't believe GPS. One time we need to visit a doctor. We don't know where the doctor is. So it was also a GPS, but I won't tell you which one. We can ask him about everything. We don't need, without any need to use the telephone or fax machine or GPS. Do you know about fax machine? Maybe young people don't know about the fax machine. For he can talk with us right within us. This is so wonderful. He can talk with us right within us. You can talk with him about everything, to discuss everything with him. And his word will talk to you. In Lord's word says, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hence, if you have some problem, you just need to tell him. He is right within you and he is with you face to face.
Amen.
The triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit is in us not to travel us, but to be our
paraclete,
comforter, and supporter. I always pray, oh Lord, now I am going to take a walk. Support me, sustain me, and strengthen me. I always pray this to the Lord too. When I go out to a walk, Lord,
don't let me fall.
I didn't pray like this before, but as long as I live, I pray more about this. This is to drink the Lord.
Amen.
To pray is to drink the Lord. In this way, I have you when you discuss with God. This in this way, I have no anxiety.
Amen.
Amen. This is drinking the Lord. In this way, I have no anxiety. When anxiety comes, what should I say? You should say, oh Lord, this anxiety is yours, not mine. It's your responsibility. I give this to you because you bear it for me. Thus, you receive the Lord's element into you, and metabolism will work constantly in you. Consequently, what is expressed through you outwardly is Christ. Mm-hmm. This is to live Christ. Those who do not know this secret consider that to live Christ is a difficult thing. Actually, you just need to practice speaking with the Lord constantly. Then spontaneously, you will live Christ.
Amen.
This is so wonderful. So I hope when you go back, you will read upon this word. You will practice this in your daily life. And then we will feel that to live Christ is not difficult. It's very easy to live Christ. Hey, Christ himself is the peace of God. in the words in everything refer to the many different things that happens to us day by day. Prayer is general. We need to have worship and fellowship as its essence. When we talk to him, we need to him to talk to us too. This is fellowship. It is not one way. It's a two way. When you talk to him, you need to let him to talk to us as well. When we pray, we talk about a lot of things and then we go away. God didn't have time to talk to us and we go away. A lot of times we pray like this, but here it says we need to have worship and fellowship. It's the fellowship. We have fellowship as its essence. And the petition is special. Remember, they're special. When we pray, God give us this feeling that it's special. And we have this special petition. And both our prayer and our petition should be accompanied by our giving thanks to the Lord. And to God denotes motion towards. It's a motion toward. In the sense of a living union and communion, implying fellowship. Hence, the sense of to God here is in the fellowship with God. To tell God is in fellowship with God. Verse 4:6, here says, in nothing be anxious. You know, there was one serving God named West. So in this version, he talks about in nothing being anxious. He said we should stop being anxious for anything. We should stop being anxious for anything. We should stop. Stop being anxious. When we read Paul's word in chapter 2, verse 2, we should think about the same thing. We should add to this verse 6. In nothing be anxious. We should stop all our anxious anxiety. Point D. The result of practicing fellowship with God in prayer is that we enjoy the peace of God. The peace of God is actually God as peace infused into us through our fellowship with him by prayer. It's the counterpoise to troubles and the antidote to anxiety. Counterpoise, this word. Maybe we're not familiar with this word. It's one practice to antidote the anxiety. Point E, the God of peace patrols before our hearts and thoughts in Christ, keeping us calm and tranquil. If we would have a life free of anxiety, we need to realize that all our circumstances, good or bad, have been assigned to us by God in order to serve us in fulfilling our destiny to gain Christ, live Christ, and magnify Christ. If there's something happens, sometimes it's difficult. It's difficult for us to say, oh, it's God. But we have to believe that God loves us. He arranged everything for us to gain Christ, to live Christ, and to magnify Christ. Sometimes he gives us some problem. So we see Brother Lee's testimony. Sometimes he was sick. This is for him to turn from work to God, to see the vision of the tree of life. Especially the church in Shanghai, there were a lot of opinions. But he brought the matter of enjoy the tree of life to the church. A lot of things happen because God gave those matters to us. I don't know if you have ever heard about it. When he came out of the prison of Japan, he had this lung disease. I never heard about it. He told us once, when he just came out of prison. Don't think that Japanese just let him go. They bother him a lot to tell them to reveal the list of the saints to them. You know, in that time, Yantai, this place, there was Japanese and there was also communist. The communist was also there. They also came to bother him. The church in Yantai was really...
Very new.
Very new. Young. So thank God he has lung disease. So no one dared to come because he had lung disease. Everyone ran away from him. You know, in that day... Having lung disease is like have drug addicts, but drug addict doesn't spread, but lung disease will spread. You know, is it God's leading that he had lung disease and he saw the vision of tree of life. And that time the communists, the Japanese army wouldn't dare to come to him so he could have the peace of God. Point four, finally, brothers, what things are true? What things are dignified? What things are righteous? What things are pure? What things are lovely? What things are well spoken of? If there is any virtue and if any praise, take account of these things. Brothers, point one. Point A, these virtues are the expression of God's attributes lived out from within. Sisters B, these virtues are six governing aspects of a life that lives Christ. What are the six governing aspects? One is...
It's true.
It's true, dignified. Three, righteous. Four, pure. Five, lovely. Six, it's well spoken of. So the third point says... It's about praise and a virtue. Oh, virtue and praise are summing up of the six foregoing items, in all of which are some virtue and or excellence and something worthy of praise. To be a proper human being is to express God through his divine attributes in our human virtues. To have a human life filled with Christ as the reality of the attributes of God. This point is very clear. We come to point five. I have learned in whatever circumstances I am to be content. I know also how to be abased, and I know how to be about. In everything and in all things, I have learned the secret, both to be filled and to hunger, both to abound and to lack. I am able to do all things in him who empowers me. Brothers A, Paul took Christ as the secret to experience Christ, being content and rejoicing in every kind of circumstance, in any situation and in any matter because of Christ. Sisters B, I have learned the secret. Literally means I have been initiated. The metaphor here refers to a person's being initiated into a secret society with instruction in its rudimentary principles. when Abel Paul was converted to Christ, he was initiated into Christ and into the body of Christ. This is point one. What two? Paul learned the secret of how to take Christ's life, how to live Christ, and how to magnify Christ. He took Christ as the life, how to magnify Christ, to gain Christ, and how to have the church life. Point three, the secret in Philippians 4 is to do all things in Christ as the one who empowers us. About there are two hymns. Points. Paul's word about Christ as empowering one specifically applies to Christ, empowering us to live him as our human virtues and thereby to magnify him in his unlimited greatness in every kind of circumstances. Sister Phi, by the empowering of Christ, we can live a contented life to be true, dignified, righteous, pure, lovely, and well spoken of. To live a life of these virtues is much more difficult than doing a Christian work. Okay, I'll read six. It's very important. If we would experience Christ as the empowering one, we need to cooperate with him in the following matters. We need to cooperate with him in the following matters. Small A, there are 3 points here. Point A, in our practical living on the earth, we must be the persons who pray continually by coming before God, enter into him, and living in the light of his face. This is point A. We need to be a person who prays continually and to living in the light of his face. B, we need to experience a thorough and a fresh forgiveness of our sins based on the shedding of the Lord's blood on the cross. Here it says, in all kinds of circumstances, no matter how gross we feel we have in life, we should come before the Lord to take his blood to cover us, to cover our sins. Because we may not practice sin, but we have sin in us. So we need his blood to cover us. Point C, we need to know what ascension is. What is ascension? You know, on the earth, we can have an ascension life. We can be like our Christ. When he is in us, he is ascended. We can go up or go down. We can be in heaven and on the earth. We need to know what ascension is and know what the life we have received is a heavenly life. This is wonderful. We should be aware of the fact that we have ascended into the heavens with the Lord and are thus heavenly persons. Outwardly, we are still living on the earth. But inwardly, with respect to our inner life and mood, we are living in the heavens. Oh, brothers and sisters, we are heavenly people. Thank God, I'll stop here.